Good evening again, everybody. I'm Chris O'Connor in the WLOL newsroom, bringing you up to date on the latest developments in Desert Storm. Iraq's capital reeling under a fierce U.S.-led air assault this evening. CNN is reporting that downtown Baghdad looks like the center of hell right now. Baghdad Radio says wave after wave of warplanes have been flying over the city of about 4 million people all evening. And CNN also says an oil refinery has apparently been hit. Now, President Bush took to the airwaves of WLOL at 8 o'clock this evening, addressing the country, ordering the attack on Iraq to liberate Kuwait and put an end to Saddam Hussein's military might. Bush made the address to the country a couple of hours after the White House announced that an air assault on Iraqi forces had begun. He also talked why he felt the airstrike was needed at this time.
The world could wait no longer. Sanctions, though having some effect, showed no signs of accomplishing their objective. Sanctions were tried for well over 5 months, and we and our allies concluded that sanctions alone would not force Saddam from Kuwait.
After President Bush spoke to the nation, he returned to his residence where the Reverend Billy Graham had been invited to spend the evening. According to the White House, the president frequently turns to Graham for spiritual guidance. And on a side note, an emergency session of the 16 NATO ambassadors is underway in Brussels, Belgium. The ambassadors are discussing the outbreak of war in the Persian Gulf. We'll keep you updated, so keep it right here on WLOL.
Gatsby Sports Bar, Restaurant, and Nightclub.
Y'all ready to have a party out there?
Kids' prices. Fun fair. Be there.
99.5 WLOL. The hottest thing is the Karen Dave. Ryan Kelly gonna play right now. It's time to dance. It's time to jam. It's time to get your body to slam. Now move to the left. Move to the left. Come on, baby. You know you're ready. WLOL Minneapolis State Hall, allocated with a smooth, yeah? With another hour of the custom mix music, 58 minutes this hour. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because Bart Simpson put a firecracker under its ass.
Music. Custom mixed every hour. 99.5 WLOL.
There comes a time in every man's life.
Today's best is 899.5 WLOL. I'm a cable proud to be a part of the radio station that plays more custom mixed music than you can hear anywhere else. You know, last year, more teenage girls called the New Kids on the Block fan line than Domino's Pizza and their best friends put together.
Today's best music. Dance to it now. 99.5 WLOL.
Once again,
And good evening, everybody. I'm Chris O'Connor in the WLOL newsroom to bring you up to date on what's happening in the Middle East with Operation Desert Storm. Thursday is dawning right now in Baghdad. They're several hours ahead, and according to CNN, it looks like it's all over for now. People apparently coming out of hiding, and some are a bit dazed. Very little life, though, on the streets of Baghdad right now. Earlier this evening, President Bush came on national television and radio. He said he ordered the attack on Iraq to liberate Kuwait.
I am convinced not only that we will prevail, but that out of the horror of combat will come the recognition that no nation can stand against a world united. No nation will be permitted to brutally assault its neighbor. No president can easily commit our sons and daughters to war. They are the nation's finest. Ours is an all-volunteer force, magnificently trained, highly motivated.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney says so far so good for the powerful assault on the Iraqi forces. And President Bush went on to say in his address that as soon as the operation is finished, the troops will come home.
Tonight, America and the world are deeply grateful to them and to their families. And let me say to everyone listening or watching tonight, when the troops we've sent in finish their work, I'm determined to bring them home as soon as possible.
President Bush speaking to America earlier this evening. We'll bring you up to date on what else is happening with Desert Storm in about 30 minutes. I'm Chris O'Connor in the WLOL newsroom.
Fresh new music first. 99.5 WLOL.
Live from the custom made sound of the Twin Cities, out of Camel, the Armor Crest, and dedication party, and a million chemical spill. My lifestyle's missing two things, life and style. You know what really bothers me, man? Friday night, my friends, they go, man, I gotta get me a piece of butt. And I say to my friend George, I say, why don't you get a whole woman, man? Imagine, you know, you see this guy walking down the street with just a piece of butt. And a whole woman.